this year should be the Sabbath?
First of all,
it's a hypothetical question. So the five discuss the hypothetical question.
So
that is involved so in a year like the year in question.
What is it, what are the two simonies?
So
the two simonies.
So that way it's masomat.
And
is there is a hoya of war.
So
I mean I
took
away that a year like the year in question.
There are two kinds of smoking.
Should have evil
and there is
so then they had two more,
but
and then the seven
but actually so
makes them
anu
then they have, that's like the Gmardis, Tachayach, to use the expression Gmardis, and the Barashonov, but the final that's like the Gmardis of the
Chodshi Alevono.
That's like
the Gmardis. So there are two symptoms.
All right, now.
There are two symptoms of a substantial discrepancy. One symptom
is Kansi Sokupes.
So this is symptomatic.
So please borrow a piece of an Achmedin Hadime,
the
Amor Achimen Pazi Hadime, my
Achmedin.
Now the question is whether who was the main one, whether
Rabbiso
Achmedin was the main one,
and then the other symptom,
Pazi was associated with that, or the other one,
Pazi
was the main one.
You see, the Vernal Equinox
was
the
associated with that. So there is a
Machmedin.
And
then let's say vegetation,
the
fact that the tree begins to ripen, that parents begin to blossom, that's the effect of the verb. That's the effect of spring. That's the effect
now,
of
let's see that.
So in other words, there can be a discrepancy from the point of view of the cause, and there can be a discrepancy from the point of view of the fact.
Five words.
But it's not two simoni. It's one
simoni.
I want simon. But then, why does the price mention it as two separate simonim? The answer
seven
is
words.
Since there is another Mechayim.
Yisro Hashem Pono
Vrechov. So just as best can be Me'avi.
Now, Shlisho Kineget Shem Rasha,
on account of
what is Yisrael.
So, best can be Me'avi because of two simonim. The two simonim together constitute an emergence, a very important
one. Tzera,
to be Me'avi on their scope. What is it?
If let's say,
we have the Paris of Ewok,
why are they not Shiva sorry for us?
Why is
that so much significant
when the Jews,
that the number of the Yodim of Rashono
start plotting before
should correspond with the number of Zolim
Paris of Ewok? That's very strange.
So take the Jews are ill, it's not connected to Paris of Ewok, but it's connected to Salon.
But in this manner, the parents that usually blossom before Pesach do not blossom in a certain way. So what does it mean? That the Jews, they will not
become
the mitzvah of the Jews. But you'll have to make another trip.
That's a hardship. So
but that by itself,
quite from Yisef,
why didn't
he explain before that?
He didn't have
information for that. He's in the right side.
So
that's why.
But together with this,
I didn't tell you the explanation.
There is a possibility that it will be hard to get the
clamor
for the
Emir.
So then the two circumstances together constitute
the Ashkechon b'seif
nubach.
The Hegun had netzah gimu shim rasam heir it neamara.
Between the sun and the moon, in other words,
a very basic machlekes reshenim.
That the moon
Here it says, substantially behind the Gemara says the determination
so,
of Ibar HaShonah was
is it
made
to say
by
that Babi have said both Simone,
not by Babi
from the point of view
but by Babi of
the Shnasah Hamo it's only one thing
now the Ramashi
it's only one thing there if,
that when was it necessary
there is no
to have
in Paris, Elon,
to have
one
a body of seven
nor is there vegetation
if there
not
was
even
no
in one region of Eretz Israel. But
there was
if,
a disagreement.
Say,
in other words,
you will
at the very outset,
have vegetation.
You see, at the very outset, so the discussion is not whether the Shonah should be moved back. The discussion is whether the question of if the Shonah should be
cancelled.
So the price
is not symptomatic.
Shnai Meimri. Schnei Echodim Aleishi. Schnei Meimri. But the Echodim Aleishi. So then they forget about
it. About it.
Schnei Meimri.
The Echodim
Aleishi.
Because you already have vegetation. So you don't have any vegetation.
So in other words, there was no unanimity.
It's
not that all the three said it certainly should be considered.
When is it symptomatic?
There was a disagreement.
When is it symptomatic?
Two out of the
substantial discrepancy between the Huna Mams and the
Brashona should be considered. One said it should not be considered.
No vegetation at all.
So then,
but if there is vegetation in one region of Eretz Yisrael,
but not in the other,
then it doesn't.
So Schneider
doesn't indicate a substantial discrepancy between the Huna Mams and the Solomon.
So
why does
the Misiv Malim
says that
so
even
why Misiv Malim Schneider
there is.
Because there was no unanimity. However, if let's say all the five would say tzricho,
but no,
so then
no,
they make a final determination, take another vote. I mean, the Ramai is not there has to be a minion on the Maseraten and the minion as a sub minion on the Gmardin and the final determination.
We
call it Gmardin. And that is not Chelik. But it can take place in the same body. In other words, let's say if five say Tzricho, all the five, unanimous, they say Tzricho, so then again,
in the twir,
so again, so first, when they said
Tzricho,
they consider it hypothetical.
So then,
not
then,
in respect to this year, but this year should move out.
So in such
a year like this year, does it require our people to not have to discuss it like in Shaila Nisaveta? So does it require you or does it require you?
Will the Shonah itself
require not if unanimously it was the Shonah unanimously. That
will be
that year like this year requires evil, then again, they make a final determination for the same five. And furthermore, suppose when they consider the question in the Bible of
Tzvik,
whether they should consider that question or they should consider
the
question.
In
the
place, in the region, where
that they should consider the question
first.
So then they start the same three,
there was
two.
So it was established that there was a total lack of vegetation.
Consider the question whether
there was,
hypothetically, whether a year like this year requires
a total lack of vegetation,
because
of vegetation in Paris.
The question was
insofar
as it should be considered.
There was also
so they unanimously agreed that it should be considered. So
but
how would they consider it?
But
in that region, in a hypothetical way, a year like this year,
there was vegetation of Torah.
So does it
that is the early,
does it require
that is the region
where or not
it requires
or not? And then,
but there was
they,
no total.
And then, if they unanimously agree that a year like this year,
but there was one region
requires
then
where. They take a vote.
Where there was vegetation.
And the final determination of people.
Of his substantial discrepancy
between the. So when do we say 5-7 if there is no unanimity? But if there is unanimity, so then
behind.
And this is how the Ramah explains
there was
the Losh in the Mishnah. The Losh in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says, Rabshim Gamliel, in the Bishleisho Maschilim, Hamisha Nisim, and Nisim, and Yerushiva,
Vim
Gomu Begimu Uberes. So what does it mean,
Gomu Begimu Uberes?
Not, it's Mashma, it's not so explicit in Rama, but it's Mashma, it's Mashma, it's Mashma,
so
that it's not that the Mishnah tells us Lechatchim, and yet there are three,
not
five,
on the basis
but the Eve,
of the Aloche,
it's effective
that
in the
Shono requires Ibu.
No, it means in Gomu Begimu Uberes,
if there
was no
Chesek Shono requires Ibu.
So there,
so Memele,
three,
it was only on the basis
three
of the Tzikrach. So because of the Reuven.
And but if there is
so
a disagreement,
the Tzirech of the Reuven
so
counteract.
We need 7.
And cancel.
We need 5 and 7.
The Tzirech.
We need 5 and 7.
Of
this is the sheet of the Rambam.
In two regions.
However,
and Perizil.
And
Perizil.
And Rabbi
so,
Yehine,
so in other words, when does the Rambam say
that we need 5 and 7
makes a determination
according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, so we need 5 and 7 even if there is unanimity. No disagreement. So we still need 5 and 7. Rabbi Yehine says like that, and the Rambam says like that.
There is no blossoming in any region of
Israel,
and no ripening of Tvoye in any region of
Israel.
But here, the time of Elisha, there was in one region a ripening of
Tvoye.
But in the other two regions, not. That is a Pesach of Tzerech.
Since a Pesach of Tzerech,
so Mishnas Rovin, there is no Tzerech, because there is another
Tzerech,
a more important Tzerech, that counteracts and balances this Tzerech.
So Rabbi Yehine is Chilek,
and there are no Tzerech wiping of Tzerech, even in Baal Shalisha. Then Elisha would have been Abia, but there was a ripening of Tzerech in Baal Shalisha in one region. All right. Toner Abraham. Im Abrim es Hashono, lifnei Rosh Hashono. V'im Ibruo, eino mi Beres. So one cannot be Abrim Hashono before Rosh Hashono. And if Bezdin was Miabeya, so it's eino mi Beres, the Ebed, it's not how.
The Mir is also like
so Abrim Hashono Miyad.
So he says,
immediately after
Matzchim Shleisha Mer, he's Kimo Shloshton Lechashim Lechashim. V'yafricho Yibu, Gimrim Bavashibu, Mabrim Baskom Asko.
And even if there is unanimity,
so instead we require 5 and 7. Now, so what is the pshat according to these reprisals? That means the Eved
require 5 and 7, but
the Eved is effective with
Jews in exile.
The Eved is effective with
now, certain matters
we have to understand that
the
decision takes the question. What the shaykhes
so should not
between Birkaskeh and Shiva, in other words, to be
Meir, Broch, and the Negro,
and Kral Yisrael. So that's why we have to have as many Dayonim
so
participating in the Yivu Hashono as there are words
in
the Broches of Birkas Kiani. In other words, so it's
Malchus Shleishis.
So in other words, three Broches. So the first Broche, 3 tevis, and the second Broche, so 5 tevis, and the third Broche, 7. But he doesn't answer what's the significance of
the Shlishok Negachim Reasav,
Chamishom Reyet Mi'amelech, Shivu Reyet
Mi'amelech. And I mean, what?
So this is strange, even according to our time, or in the context of Ashi, it's more
strange.
Why should we symbolize the number of ministers in Ahasuerus' cabinet? I mean, why is Ahasuerus' cabinet so significant? So significant, but even according to Rabbi Tam, it is strange. Now, so the Rishon doesn't give any text on that. He only explains as to why the Kenegat Birkaskin, and why is that important?
The descendants of Nachshon.
But why is important the Shimra Asar? That he doesn't say. Now, let's see how the Rambam mentions that.
So what is Notziv Echon? Notziv, the literal meaning of Notziv means a pillar. A pillar. So, like the pillars of Torah. So then, Hebrew, it would be Nitziv. So, the one who coined that expression
Now, I'm mentioning the Rambam, not that the...
But it was adapted by...
Just to point out
so
that the contrary Rambam, so the seven
so
have to be Michlal Sanhedrin
and Deyon.
So, the Rambam says as follows, in Peri Dalet Milchas Kiddush Achidus Halacha Tes, in the Avrim Zashon Olam Bim Zimonim, they have to be invited.
So, El Zimonim, now,
so, there is a Machlech of the Shein. According to Rashi,
so
the monologue means that
so
they have to be invited from the day before. An invitation has to be extended
so
to them
those who assemble
from the day before.
So I mean that
they have
a night together.
Intervening over which they could think over and
they
by themselves.
They made
the Rambam doesn't mention that. The Rambam only mentions the monologue that the invitation has to be extended to the Rayonim who participate in
so,
the Rashonim.
So
but not
so
that the invitation has to be extended to the Rashonim.
So
Rambam,
they were
Ma'abah,
the Shonor, the coming Shonor,
the same day, it's also
where?
All right, there's another point.
Before
the
Rashonim
is
the before
the Rashonim. Before the Rashonim.
So in other words, the Abbe, the coming Shonor, the following Shonor, in the Shredish Abbe,
he you is the monologue of the play.
That belongs to the outgoing gear, not to the incoming gear. And here it says,
the poor
but not before the Shonor. So in the evidence in the
Mubarak, so then the whole
was Mi'abah Shonor because of that.
Now that's the Goshna Horvur.
So, because of the Xeris HaMalchus.
Maschilim Bishlech Dayanim Mi'abah Shonor
Inab.
Mimishe Tzomkhon
says,
Omru Shnayim Loinirim Veloinir.
Gluye Loimak.
Im Zricho Yibur Iba.
Shuv
Emachshe Venivdei.
But Gluye Loimak. What does it mean? It means,
Omru Shnayim Loinirim Veloinirim.
We cannot be Mi'abah Shonor Kizirish HaShonor. In other words, the
so, I mean, it's not like it's Mishnei.
Because when Bezdo is Mi'abah Shonor,
so he raises the question, why is it that if Shnayim say Loinei Shei, so what
made the declaration, an explicit declaration.
So we forget about it. If Shnayim Loinei Shei, Becho Dei Loinei, Loinei Shei,
so
then we are missing. Why
don't
we say just that in the case, just as we are missing in the case of Shnayim Loinei Shei, so we should be missing if Shnayim Loinei Shei, Loinei Shei,
Vehach Loinei Shei.
We should also be missing
to the verbal declaration. But to ponder and to calculate and to consider
so
and to discuss,
the Mephoresh gives
that you can do,
gives a
strange
stance. He gives a strange stance.
So, because the declaration itself doesn't take so much time.
He says, because even Hashanah is like Mephoresh's. And by the process, there is a halacha that there must be a preponderance of two, not a preponderance of one.
Discussing
a problem, I mean the Ibra Shonor introduces a change for the Klal Yisrael.
They start discussing, they can start convening and discussing it.
So it's like this
who's
in the Shnayim Eimrim, Loimashi, Verdin of Eishim, so it's like, it's like the Rav saying, Zakai.
The tension,
so then the Rav saying Zakai. We
so
don't mean the
they had a discussion
of two, a preponderance of one, Zakai.
And
so
they came to a certain decision.
So the Mele, Shnayim Eimrim Loinei Shei, that's like Zakai.
They made a declaration. And they
one saying
have gone over the same conversation.
So forget about the whole thing. But Shnayim Eimrim Loinei Shei,
when that means did they make the declaration, that wasn't the same
year.
My Mashma. And so when they adopted the code, so they coined the word Nazi.
But the forces we don't rely on the preponderance of
basis.
So maybe my mashma by the high notes
that is the
Yamin rejects the pshat of the
Yiddish Achides.
And he says something else very simple. I mean, that's plain common sense.
Pillar.
Because Ibn Hashanah introduces a change.
The high commission
is wrong. I mean, normally, Ishanah is not more bad.
Ishanah
has 12 months.
So he had 12 commissioners of Israel appointed over the Jews.
At the very outset, the Rav says, we don't want any, there is no need for change, shouldn't even be considered. So then forget about it.
If
the Rav said 12 commissioners of Israel, so that means they want to introduce a change. So then we have to be amazing.
For each month, we have to be separate. All right,
anyway, so the Rambam says, The Rambam distinguishes between two kinds of smuchim. There is a smuch who was nismach hishmipish, and then there is a smuch who was nismach hishmipish and then there is a smuch. Now, so from that there is a riot from what I heard from my father. Now, the Rambam says, in Ilchas Mamrin,
he was not supposed to be Mamrin.
So it's still a fact. But who is his
Zok Mamre? Let's say, Zok Mamre
is Chokem Rabbi Shonor, because
it's made of,
and Zok Mamre is Chokem Rabbi Shonor,
Only applies to a case where the Sanhedrin took place in the proper time.
The whole body of Sayyid Aleph We said first, that means third, even if sixth, he has a halachim, some of these are letter and
ktano. There is no such halachim.
So he can so the question become is
how are
well, so if he is a Sonic now, but he doesn't have a halachim, not even a halachim,
so he was
Sonic and ktano, then he cannot become
a halachim.
He cannot become a Shiach. So what gives one the status of Sanhedrin? Not the dialect asking what gives one the status of the body of Sanhedrin. That but means
things,
and 23 is king of Sanhedrin. When we sit together, so we have a status of the body of Sanhedrin. But each individual member of the Sanhedrin has a halachic
Sanhedrin. So it was effective.
Now, here the Rambam says, in order to become a Sanhedrin, he must be some of the Sanhedrin.
So it was effective.
Doesn't say some of the Sanhedrin there.
Why? How is it
so that
effective?
Means, because even if he's some of the Sanhedrin, he's Tano. So he has the halachic Sanhedrin.
So,
what does it mean?
But some like this, it's Chalishem Sanhedrin to make a Kviyah Shaloi Al-Kriya.
That means if he's Somu Chukol
Ha-Kriya, so what
could
be Somu Chukol Ha-Kriya? So it's indispensable for the Kviyah Shaloi Al-Kriya.
He's his Somu
Chukol Ha-Kriya. He should
be Kviyah Sanhedrin. And let's say, suppose he's a Somu.
So he can be Somu. He could have been down in the
process and Malkis.
It's true that this Chesh
is very good. But
suppose
Chalishem Sanhedrin doesn't have. He cannot sit in the Sanhedrin. He cannot participate in
because
the process.
He
does because the Gavre, the individual Gavre, he does not have the Halishem Sanhedrin.
So he decided to
because
be the Abbe of
the when does
he have a so the melee the Rambam was forced to say that
he participates, he sits together,
but with the ice it's Mubarak, because if we are going to
sit with the ice it's Mubarak,
so
he has a Chalei Shem Sanhedrin Deilo, we could say that.
So the Chalei Shem Sanhedrin
Deilo, in order to have a Chalei Shem, a Chalei Shem Zokin of Sanhedrin Deilo, he must be Nismach.
Because of this Takon.
And I didn't hear from my father.
But
this Rambam,
even if there is
a Shatrak. So he says.
So there is still the Takon applies. But there was an extreme emergency at the time of Hillel.
He says,
that was indispensable to preserve the Mishleishah by your money. Because Hillel took note of his own effects, the Sanhedrin will become
born. So the Rambam defines, who is his Zokin of Sanhedrin?
Has to show him if he's not going to be Yahweh in the future years.
So if now so one could be Nismach,
so in such a case, the Chalatelekule,
but not by
to that extreme emergency, the Chalatelekule can't apply.
So then, since he wouldn't be, apply, he so would tell the Chalishem,
but had it been with the Isaac, who
has the Chalishem, couldn't do what he did?
Now, from the Rambam,
the Rambam,
the proper time. Because it was against the deed.
Together with Vashem, others came if in the Mishnah. If he doesn't participate,
then it's even,
as long
it's
as he was Nismach,
it's much more than a Rambam.
So by the whole So he has Chalishem Zokim Bisanadashim. Even if he doesn't, he stays away. He doesn't participate with them.
So
he doesn't sit with them.
Today is not
even
is not effective because of
so,
the Maisi Ibu. But
so
you
that's but now this is making the Rambam. The other point is that my father that he was the Chalishem Sanhedrin
by Sanhedrin.
So then if he was Nismach,
but the Rambam was forced to say
that in the Chiddush Yerios, and Sanhedrin. So that's in other words, if one was Nismach to be Lahiris, it's not so explicit, but there is a Diyuk Haloshen from the Kiddush Elios. anyway. So that, but here the Rambam says explicitly, Maschilim b'chamam ha'arimitso, Maschilim b'shleish ha'yonim b'chamam ha'arimitso,
Milisha
Tomchus, Omru Shnayim lo'y neishim, v'lo'y nireh, im tzrich ha'yibor im la'ar, ve'ar b'mameishim b'nivdeik, בודל יוחד במותיך, אומרו שניים נשא ונראה, ואיך עוד אינו נשא, מויסיבים את שניים מן המזמונים, ונשנים ונשנים ונשנים. נאו זה, שניים מהם הם צריכו איתו, ושלישה הם רואו, אין צריכו, בודל שניים למיעוטו. שלישה מהם הם צריכו איתו, ושניים מהם הם אינו צריכו איתו, מסיבים שניים מן המזמונים, ונשנים ונשנים וגמר בשיבו. אם גומרו כולם לעבר או שלא לעבר, איסים בשיבו. ונח אם כן אחרון, בין יעביר בין שלו יעביר. ויצוריך, ויצוריך שיהיה ריש בזנגודו שהוא ריש ישיבו שלח ומשיבים מכלל השיבו. ואם גומרו בשלי שלו יעביר, הרי זו מעוברס. ואם גומרו בשלי שלו יעביר, הרי זו מעוברס. ויהיו שיהיה כהנוסי עמו אוי שיהיה.
תו פסח שי.
אם ויסי יעביר. So he said, the Eved, im gomru b'shloi shalei aveir, harei zu mulberes. So he said, v'hu she'anosi imoer, oi she'yot. Now the Gemara says that many times it was impossible for the Nosi to be, to participate in the Yivra Shonor, because the Nosi was away in Chutz Loretz. So then the use of the aveir out now, im yirtzanosi. So the Rambam says, the Rambam says,
"Vim
gomru b'shlei sholabi harizu mulberes, v'hu sheyehei anosi imoel oi sheyirtze." So it's mashma that when is it necessary that he should give his consent if he was not with him. So then the halach is that the Ibo is only chal.
So they are also counted.
Ultimately, the Nosi, together with the women,
but so the Nosi, when he are less male,
does not give his approval.
So it's a male. So,
so the Ibo is not how. However, if the Nosi is in male, so then it's not necessary that he should give his approval.
And it's very easy to understand why.
Because if the Nosi
should be counted,
if the Nosi is in male, so then we have a male.
Suppose the Nosi does not. So since there were more
Meir, not the poor, ten teirim, there were more Meir, the Nosi is one of the three,
so Meir,
two said it's more bad,
so Meir had to be marked,
and the Nosi was the descending opinion. The Nosi said no,
because
so it's your Robben, Robben, so he came on the message. As Teitzve says,
in the Daf Chof, so that's why he was mispowered for himself. The Daf Chof, how it
made, in the sugi of in the moment of Haro. So
this is the question that so how this is the Kashi, but we go for the Haro in Bezdin.
So this is in other words, Kashi is different because they call it Manlese. In accordance with the Haro, Rabin Bahati, Lachashi, Kishu, Shibwai, that when the best, the members of the best sit together, we might be called, and each common here are tiles of the Avarat, and the whole here are the tiles of the Mew, and we reject and tells
me that he's
in relations widely reject the kind of the mute, the outline of the mute, so then the mute is here to support the
wrong. So, even though the mute is bigger than they, the Nosi is the mute,
here the Yochid who says,
well, ain't trich a lot there.
So he also has to support to the mute of the wrong. In other words, as a matter of fact, there is a machlekes, in the Yerushalmi Sanhedrin, between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lakish. And the Tumim says that we pass by Rabbi Yechanan because there is a machlekes in Rabbi
Yechanan.
Suppose three dayonim sitting in Tor, and one dayon, two say, Chayim Yoshua, and one say, Zakai, and one say, Zakai. So Rabbi Shmuel says, since of course, the law is like the law, but we cannot force the Yochid to sign to together with the law. And the Psak.
We rejected the view of the mute.
Nah. So then there is a lot of mute command less of Achirabim, there is a mistake of Achirabim Lahatis that the mute has to succumb to the Rav. But the Rav is a Rav, then there is no Achirabim of a mute has to succumb to the Rav. So that's why the Rav says, So that's why if he wasn't in Moed, he has to give his approval.
Why? Because there is always his approval. He is mechuyev even to sign the psak din of the Rav. So it is Yirtzeh. It wasn't Yirtzeh. Originally, but it has to be Yirtzeh now. So that's why the Rambam says, we shall not see Moed or Yirtzeh. Anyway,
so all right.
Now,
suppose he did it.
So,
is it Chaldeer?
Why is seven important? So I think that the reason as to why seven is
so
important,
how it is.
And with that we could explain
so Rashi. So
I mean, Rashi mentioned Shiva Sori Poros and Modai. The
Gemara
in Shiva says that the Rabbi is Shleisho. Shleisho comes to the Tzitzah. Three.
So what did
now
what
we see? Shleisho comes to the Tzitzah. So the Mele, if there is a seven, if the ultimate determination of the Yibur HaShono is made by seven, so that means that there can be the Achroi of Rov by the
Pantelis
of the Rov negative the Rabbi. That's why it's like saying, if you have seven, so then you have Achroi of Rov,
but
say, you have four and three. So three, let's say, is saying, in the Tzricho Isabia. So it's moved. So that means the best thing to do is to remain. So then if it remains Rabbi, there is a preponderance of the Rov, and then negative. That has weight, that has special weight. So according to Rabbi Tam, it's negative. We see from the positive here that seven members of the Sanhedrin had a special status. Why? Because when seven members of the Sanhedrin consider an important question, so that means if there is a choy, so there is a choy or a rov negative rabbi
as the first
of the Sanhedrin deal. That is special weight. But even according to Rashi, when Rashi says, Achashverish was sorry for us, and the act in accordance with the advice of wise men, so the Mele that means, and he had seven members.
So what happens now?
In his cabinet. So then why did he have seven members in his cabinet? Achashverish. Because he will be able to get a complete view of on any important matter.
Rashi doesn't say
so let's say if seven wise men, seven experts, participate in a discussion, and then there will be a choyah of war. So in other words, we'll have four against three. So as a matter of fact, the Gemara gives the lotion
no machlekes again.
Zayin to read. Not that there is any aloche. So we should point out. Not that there is any aloche that there has to be zayin to read. But it was usual to have at least that. Why was it usual? Why was it customary? I mean, in the ancient cities in Israel, that the city council should have at least seven, because if you have seven who represent the people, so then you can have a yachoyah of four against three. So this is why it's important to have a determination by seven members of the Sanhedrin.
So based on just the two,
So Rashi says, the Rambam doesn't mention Mibea. The Ramah also mentions Mibea.
But
the Rambam doesn't mention Mibea. So it seems that there is a machlokes whether the invitation has to be made from the day before or not. Now, we can understand this why Rashi says Mibea. Because why should it have to be Mizimon? Why
would not be considered as the first of the
should be prepared, it shouldn't be caught by surprise. In other words, an invitation is extended, so he's not caught by surprise. So Mimele, so it's proper, so Rashi says it's proper to give him time.
So the Rashi
over the night, he should think it all.
Tomorrow is the question.
You should think it
over.
If they want to be silent,
that 30 days later,
we is klashonim kulam nisaber al yotro. Elo omru chachomim, that's the dakonis chachomim. Im yavrim is hashono elo bim zemorlo.
You
will shmu yakot nahave, but it wasn't Shmuel who came there without being invited. Elo yini shachine, and in order to save the other person who came there uninvited from embarrassment, so Shmuel akot took it upon himself. Umach bat zisupe udov.
So then,
it's a similar thing. In other words, apparently they all knew, that Rabbi Yudah Nosi couldn't stand the smell of garlic. So why did you do it? She said, out to Abba, Omalei, Loi Dei, because they did Israel. So in other words, so somebody else did it. But in order to say that somebody else, the other Talmid, from embarrassment, so he took it upon himself. So in other words, to save that Talmid from embarrassment. So who set the example for this kind of behavior pattern? So it was Shmuel Akot.
Now,
Mishkhani ben Yechiel. Ich sehe bei Yechiel Mishkhani ben Yechiel in Meilom, bei Himmel Ezra.
And the Achtung of Amashmuel, anyone who has a Ramash, who is a Ramash.
Vnei Shik Noshim Lohim Tzmah Mimaret.
Oma Rulei Mikachim Yishmikab Pirish Rabbi Lohim
Mikkel is Israel al zeg, hoe schaal je bij Israel bij je
gekomen? No shaske.
Mij Yeshua. Die zie bij hem dat die schaal Yeshua komt dat hij gewoon met zijn leven op de
naam die shaske.
God is Israel. Om van een ribben is om mij God is. Om alleen wie de later aan de loch. Ze de ribben is om zijn. I'm not going to tell you.
I mean, before then the Brahma mentions other
people. We boy say him on the mission.
So.
But before
we proceed with the Ramah,
so
we have to understand Rashi. I mean, what
who went out. Sense, so why did he say?
Rashi says, they cannot be Mekadesh, the 30th of Hodah.
So he blamed everybody.
In other words, so it seems, in order not to be Mekadesh, so that
these who went, so Moshe Rabbeinu said,
because the 30th is already the day.
I saw somewhere, I don't remember who, I mean sometime, many years ago, I don't remember, but I saw it in the same. So he said, why did Moshe say, Adon Behantem at all, and it's not true,
will not become by itself.
So, Yotzum and Aum, Luilke, Elomiksa, I call him Yotzum Luilke, Elomiksas, Dichsiv Yotzum and Aum Luilke, and who was it who was Dosam Vaviron there?
To be Mekadesh at
that it was Dosam Vaviron. So why did Moshe say,
what should they,
what should they do,
they should just be quiet.
In order to be Mivayish, Dosam Vaviron, so it should be Mivayish,
by itself, it will become the first.
So I saw in a certain sefer, I don't remember.
So it will not become by itself the first of
these. One of the Kalmein,
it will automatically become the first of these.
So he said,
because there is a Masiyi,
of course,
Bez declared,
let's say, that the other Jews had been guilty.
What does that mean? There is another shame.
So there,
Moshe would say, Adolam Yante, cannot become the first of these.
To be a Chotov is Mingat.
That would become the first of these.
But two Dosam Vaviron, they went to Lilke. They went out to Lilke. The other Jews didn't. But the other Jews were also guilty.
So why can't Bezdi
become? To a certain extent. Because of Mishe Yesh, we are the Limchei Zolei Michal. In other words, they didn't stop. They didn't protest against Dosam Vaviron. So that means that they were all sharing the guilt. That's why Moshe said, I don't know, So what it means, that in the case of Rosh Hashanah Meir, when one Talmid, so that Talmid was a Talmid Shein Ahodu.
So he says, and it's not necessary,
I mean, after all, Rav Minged Daman, the Kaddish Bibiyah, so that's a Kritzes, to be the Kaddish Bibiyah.
So that
Talmid Shein Ahodu did a terrible thing. That Talmid Shein
Ahodu. It's inconceivable that he'll actually
consider all those who won the Bismedrash of Rav Meir
that have intervened already. So, since the time of Elisha,
so he himself takes some time everybody
to verbalize.
So consider guilty. In other words, because for more than 1,000 years did such a terrible thing, so that means that they failed in their mission.
It's already
that
about
Rameah himself, to a certain extent, and all the Talmidim of this Medrash failed in that mission, that they did not manage, they did not succeed in inspiring each and every Talmid of this Medrash, that he wouldn't do such a thing. So that's why they did. But if one is completely guilty of a certain act, and the other ones are completely innocent, then it's not. There is no moral obligation to come to it, for him, to assume the guilt, to take the blame for an avez for which he is not guilty at all. But if someone is 100% guilty, and the other person and the other are not 100% guilty, they are a certain percentage partially guilty. So there is a proper thing to take
the guilt.
משבייסון הבין, לכן, חג הזכר יום על החיים, נסתם כאילו חכים של ישראל, ואף על פי כאילו הם משתמשים בפסקו, פעם אחת הוא יסובים, בעליאס בזגוריו, ביריחי, ונוסנו עליהם, וניתנו עליהם בפסקו מן השמיים. יש כאן אחות, שרום שתשחו לו שכינו, so it was written here in the text of Moshe Rabbeinu,
but the Marshal, there can be a Kriyas Kadoshim, without any declaration.
Because
so,
the Marshal held, he felt Kiddush, that Gemara couldn't say, Sherom Shetish Cholov Shchinot Moshe Rabbeinu, because that's one of the Ikri Adas, the Rambam points out, in Pirik Chelik, in Pirik Shami Shel Chelik. I mean, that's one is that Moshe Rabbeinu is a day called Bin. So that means, not only that historical, if Moshe Rabbeinu was the Inkel Avim and no one was like him, it means it's not only historically, it means that no one is in the Madrid of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam goes as far as saying that Moshe Rabbeinu attained more perfection than any human being, in the past, or than any human being will attain in the future. That's what the Rambam says in Pirkei Avos.
So the halacha of Atma Toshim, Atma Mizidim, Atma Mutim applies. So the Ibor is Chal. But the Gzeras HaKosuv of Zenisen V'Nachanisen, so in other words, implies that you cannot be Mekadesh. You cannot be Kevei Alpi Kiddush Alpi Rias Levone. You cannot, that's called Kiddush. You cannot be Kevei the Chedesh.
The Shchidesh on the basis of Priyas Levon. Oh, how you say that Shvi? The Shamish Nechel. How you say that Shvi? Nebuah Mish Rabbeinu Vashorech. Vuhu Shenaamin Ki Hu Avim Shal Kol Avim. Asher Hoyu Mufono. Vasher Komu Me'acho. Kulu Min Tachto Vimaro. So it's not only to become the Yisroel Kereishe Gnobi.
So you
that
cannot be
Kaddish Moshe, there was no one like Moshe. Up to Moshe, prior to Moshe, there was no like Moshe. And after Moshe, subsequent to Moshe, there was no one like Moshe. No, look at Moshe. Who are you? Nifra, become me order. Asher, he seek me, the Yossi is brach. Yeisei, I become Moshe, he seek, or Yassi, Shumodom, Shemitzo, or Shemotzi.
It was already,
In other words, that he will be killed, so he predicted. So the Hakidosh was Nisri Kobipiv.
So, Rabbi, in Avril, Zenisa, to be Kaddish, and the Shonah, these are other
reasons as to why you can be married.
Because of Zeni,
so you see, and in the tea we say,
so
we put it out
kiddush,
from Rashi Shlosh to its Mashma, that the three simonim
so,
are more
has
significant
no so when
than
says,
the other one.
Even
the Rashi, certainly according to Rashi.
So in the Abnus HaShonon,
so three chomt ne adrochim ut ne akshorim,
ut ne
tanuri psochim, ut ne goliath Yisroel,
shenek
ut ne kemon.
Shenek ut ne kemon.
Vaadai ut ne yu. Avloim ut ne akshorim, avloim ut ne atzino ut ne kol Yisroel, shor yochom im kemon.
This is
so in other words,
all right, now,
let's say
what
the Bnei Ogelo, who live in Chutzlar, and they started, you know,
so they
to
says,
walk over to Eretz Yisroel, to be matched with the Kohen Pesach, and they
so,
still
and
didn't reach.
Shati says,
so that means, I mean,
and then he
what
says,
we so they won't be able to be in your choir of Pesach, so that is a sufficient reason that's an emergency, that on account of the reach, we can be married in the Shom,
but if it is,
So in other words, it has to be a real emergency.
What does it become?
A very big tera. But if it's not a real emergency, it's not a big tera. It is a tera. But it will not. It will not impose a great hardship, a substantial hardship upon Klal Yisrael for that kind of a tzeirech,
but
it cannot be me'adir. In other words, it has to be a substantial thing. So let's say, suppose that the Gdoyim and the Kloyim are not old enough,
but
they are still very,
has to be explained.
Very young, and very strange, so that is not a reason
that when an outgoing man is in Moment.